This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Of all the people that you want to celebrate with, it's family. You think of family at your graduation. You think of family at your wedding. And there's nothing more beautiful than the idea of graduating into Jannah together. It's the companionship and celebration with those who were a part of your journey in this life. And in some cases, even those who came before you from whom you descended. You see, Jannah would not be Jannah without some sense of family. And you can't get to Jannah unless you treat your family in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, everlasting gardens which they shall enter, along with all of those who acted righteously from among their parents, from among their spouses, and from among their offspring. Let's start with the parents. A young man comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to go out and fight alongside you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, do you have a mother? And he said, yes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَالْزَمْهَا فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ رِجْلَيْهَا Then go stay with her because paradise is beneath her feet. And subhanAllah, another young man comes out to strive alongside the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, I left my parents crying. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then go back to them and make them laugh the same way that you made them cry. So yes, Jannah is under your mom's feet. And the Prophet ﷺ said that your father is the middle gate of Jannah. So either squander the opportunity or take advantage of it. And do you really want to try to get into Jannah through a side door around your father or anywhere above your mom? This is where you have to exert yourself. And when we think about this idea of parents wanting their children to be the coolness of their eyes, raising their children in righteousness. And then those children growing up to want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being the coolness of the eyes of their parents, there's this beautiful reunion that takes place in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ And those who believe and whose offspring follow them in faith, to them shall we join their offspring, and we shall not decrease the reward of their deeds in anything. What is this speaking about? Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because no two people are going to be equal in righteousness. What if the parents are more righteous than the children, but the children still make it to Jannah? What if the children are actually more righteous than the parents? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, Allah will raise the offspring of the believer to the same degree as them, even if they are lower than them in terms of good deeds, because that brings joy to the heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's servant. So he recites the ayah. So if the parents are higher, Allah will put them at ease by bringing the children higher. And if the children are higher, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will join them at the higher level. But Allah will never decrease anyone out of his mercy and out of his generosity. Now, how much does this extend to? What about early ancestors? What about their righteousness? Many ulama, they said that this is of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that this doesn't just include your parents, but it could be your grandparents, your great-grandparents, or someone along the line. Imagine this reunion in Jannah with your great ancestors. It might be that you descended from a sahabi, from a companion, and you get a chance to not only meet your parents or your grandparents, but your ancestors all the way up. You might be related to one of the heroes of Islam or to someone who converted to Islam as a result of them. And all of the descendants, including yourself, were of those who prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah joins you at the highest level possible. Imagine somewhere down the line, your children's children's children, maybe a few hundred years of descendants of believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins you all together. And this is not just where it stops. It's also those that you love that aren't necessarily directly your descendants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us another gift, and that is the gift of being able to intercede on behalf of our family members. You can intercede on behalf of your believing relatives who may not be in Jannah yet, But even those who will never make it will not cause you sadness, because in Jannah, there is no sadness. So even if you couldn't intercede on behalf of some, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to disappoint you on that day when you enter into His paradise. Now, what about spouses? You know, even Adam alayhi salam needed a companion in Eve. And so the Prophet said in an authentic hadith, no one is single in Jannah. So if you didn't have a spouse in this dunya, you will certainly have a spouse in Jannah. And Allah says, enter you and your spouses, antum wa azwajukum, eating together, enjoying the couches together, enjoying the new homes together, enjoying the memories together. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. You're a new creation altogether, person and personality. Faja'alnahunna abkara. You're like newlyweds. Uruban atraba. And of the same age. So that's if you were not married, and that's if you were married. And someone might say, well, what if me and my spouse had a troubled relationship? Someone's like, I don't want to be with that particular person in Jannah. I'm kind of being patient with it right now. In Jannah, you're different. Don't worry. You're not going to remember the fights. You're only going to remember the good memories. Remember, the Prophet ﷺ said that one dip in Jannah and a person is told, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ بُؤْسًا قَتْ, have you ever seen any sadness? And they don't even remember anything of this dunya that troubled them. And just like your imperfections are gone, so are theirs. And when you're in Jannah, you will miss each other a lot. Ibn Abi Lubaba, he narrates that you miss your spouse 70 times more every time you part from one another, and you're in that much more joy every time you come back to each other. Now, what if a woman was married to more than one husband at different points in her life? According to one narration, she would be with the last of her husbands as a husband, according to the majority, which would be the wisdom of the Prophet ﷺ's wives not marrying after him, but still all the believers celebrate together and no one is sad or feels left out. Some of the scholars, they said that perhaps she could pick which one she wants to be married to. Some said she would have the best of her husbands as a husband, but again, she would certainly be pleased. And by the way, you might see your ex in Jannah and you won't want to throw anything at them in Jannah. Everyone will be okay in Jannah. Grudges don't exist in Jannah, and neither does jealousy. These are worldly features. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about spouses and the maidens of Jannah, we can't project our worldly feelings onto a Jannah reality. Everyone has their happiness in Jannah, and everyone is pleased both in their desire for companionship and intimacy. Now, subhanAllah, there's another special thing here, which is specifically, and just like we're talking about the Day of Judgment, for people whose children died early, one of the most difficult tests in this life. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the children of the believers will be in paradise being cared for by Ibrahim ﷺ and Sarah until they give them back to their parents on the Day of Judgment. And the Prophet ﷺ said about his own son Ibrahim when he died, he said there's a wet nurse for him in Jannah. SubhanAllah. So it's not just the Baytul Hamd, the house of praise that you have for being patient when you lost that child in this life. It's also the child themselves meeting you once again. And Malik ibn Dinar rahimahullah, in the famous dream that he had about his daughter who passed away, he saw the children waiting under a special dune of musk for their parents. And the Prophet ﷺ said, they wait at the gates of paradise and they refuse to enter Jannah without their parents. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that one of them will meet their parents and grab their cloth or their hand. And the Prophet ﷺ said, just like I'm holding on to your cloth, just like I'm holding on to your garment, and will not let go until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admits the parents into Jannah. And someone might say, does that mean my children never grow up? I've been asked this question, do they stay as kids in Jannah? And the answer is no. You wanted to see your children grow up in this dunya. Now you get to see them grow up in Jannah. And so they are children at the time of resurrection. They're children at the time of the reckoning. But once we enter into Jannah, we all become 33 years old. And so you get to see your child all grown up in Jannah in a way that's pleasing to you. So now you can dwell in the house of praise that was built for you together, and you can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together.
يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي.